First one being subdivision 2014-3, Adam Dowdy.
Gentlemen, this one didn't have septic feasibility, and it's a major subdivision. I don't know what staff thinks about that. I don't know what your preference is.
Of two.
Of two, I know, yeah. Usually on majors, we say you need septic feasibility, but then on strip lots and the three-lotters, we don't require it, so.
Well, this went to a public hearing because it was exceeded the number of lots,
yeah.
Right?
Expansion of the
expansion, yeah.
And it wasn't, how big was it?
I don't know that we
11 acres total, one lot, two.
I was going to say, yeah, Mario makes a good point.
If one lot, two, and 1.9 or something.
Yeah, yeah. I think there's no real point in holding them up because if we approve it, then they can't get septic feasibility. They're done anyway. So.
Yeah.
And he's already scheduled for the board.
Yeah.
That's right. Need board of adjustment approval.
I would suggest to you that you might want to go ahead and get this one done.
Okay.
Just a suggestion.
Well, Mr. Chairman, concerning subdivision number 2014-3, Adam Dowdy, my motion is for approval as a concept, whereas this also will require the approval of the Board of Adjustment, given the location and size of the lot.
Can I just make some suggested additions to that? Reference that 50% of the homeowners... More than 50% consented to it. 70%. It's consistent with the area, and no parties appeared in opposition.
And would have no negative impact on the neighborhood and neighbors.
Okay.
Got all that, Lawrence?
Yep, I think so.
That was one of my better motions.
I got that second.
Okay, so we moved and seconded to approve subdivision 2014-3 for Adam Dowdy for the reasons stated in the motion.
As a concept
for the reasons stated in the motion. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.